The Chogyung Limited Corporation has held the Dillingham Courthouse lease for some 33 years, using its facility downtown. But the state says that the Dillingham Court has outgrown what that building can provide and wants to move into a new facility with more space and improved security. The court system put a very attractive 15-year courthouse lease up for bid last fall. Only two bids were received for the $294,000-a-year contract, one from a developer from Southeast and the other from Chogyung. For a brief time, it actually looked like the other developer would win the bid, but Chogyung was able to prove to the state that it had the best available land to build a new courthouse and could best meet the local needs of the court as its landlord. By early January, the state confirmed that the contract would stay in the hands of the Village Corporation for Dillingham, Eacock, and Portage Creek. Olga Kropoff is the chairman of Chogyung's Investment Corporation, or CIC.
We are so pleased to get confirmation that CIC has secured the contract to build the new courthouse building. The facility will be a great addition to the community and to the region as a whole. As well, we are very excited about being able to provide good paying jobs for our shareholders during the construction phase.
The $294,000 paid out each of the next 15 years is up from the current $135,000 lease. The state says courthouse leases are typically raised to adjust for higher cost, but this agreement is also designed to provide ample means to finance building the new facility. Chogyung says they're planning to construct on corporation lands behind the Catholic Church, known as the Mission Subdivision. Although the corporation says it is continuing to look at other possibilities ahead of the agreed-upon construction dates.
The groundbreaking will start in June of this year with a target date of the spring of next year, 2015, for completion of the facility.
Amongst other changes, the state says it wants both of the two courtrooms to be at least 1,000 square feet in size. That would mean a sizable increase for courtroom B, which the court says is often too crowded during arraignments. The court also wants comfortable seating for 80 to better handle jury selection days, as well as 60 available parking spots for jurors and other court customers, in addition to the 10 spots for permanent staff. The state has also said it wants upgraded security for staff and in the holding cell used when defendants are in custody. Chogyung says they are considering new options for the current courthouse building when it goes vacant next year, but haven't yet settled on an intended use or tenant. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.